The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to William Hill's Irish Racing Preview. We're going to look ahead to this afternoon's action in Clonmel. It's a twilight card kicking off at 4:10pm there and running through until the last race at 7:25. Plenty to look forward to, big fields, competitive racing. My name is Mark Walton and joining me on the line to look ahead to the action is William Hill Radio's Irish racing expert, Andy Holding. How are you, Andy?
Very well, Mark. Very well.
Good. Yeah, like I just mentioned, big fields today, Andy, and quite competitive stuff in Clonmel.
Yeah, and a contrast as well in Ireland and over here, of course. We've got good ground at the start of the Aintree Festival. And Over in Ireland, as we saw yesterday at Leopardstown, and indeed tonight at Clonmel, heavy ground very much in the ascendancy. So, I'm afraid we're still seeing horses ploughing around in heavy ground and soft ground handicap chases. So, It's a bit of a culture shock.
Yeah, it could be attritional stuff this evening. And the first race is the 4:10, and we start with a maiden hurdle there, and it's over 2.5 miles. And the betting this morning is headed by Sizing Cole, who's 2-1. It's 4-1 for the Maestro, who's the second favourite. Equity Swap is 5-1. 15-2 for Get It Together. Something Precious is 9s, and then double figure prices and bigger for the remaining runners. So Sizing Cole, the favourite this morning, and he's been nibbled a little bit as well, 5-2 into 2-1. What do you make of the favourite in the opener?
Yeah, I think he's the one to beat, actually. I could see why there's money for him. I think the 5-2 that was available early doors was definitely a smidgen of value. I thought he ran well last time out. Indeed, all his three runs so far under rules have been really good. Fourth, of course, to Don Polly in that main hurdle down in Thurles when he was stretched over 2.6 miles. Of course, Don Polly's gone on to win the Martin Park Conditional at the Cheltenham Festival. And then he got beat by Who Let the Dogs Out, who landed a bit of a punt for connections here over this course and distance. The fact that he's gone round this track before in heavy ground also stands him in good stead. He's a nice big chasing type as well. I don't think we're going to see the best of him until he's a seven or an 8-year-old and he's jumping the larger obstacles. Of course, he comes from the point-to-point field. So that's probably the way he's going to go, particularly being trained by the master Jim Draper, who's had plenty of good chases in his hands down the years. A bit of money for Equity Swap. He's going to have to improve on his first run when he was a bit disappointing down the field behind Chicago at Limerick. Limerick ground is a law into itself, really, in all honesty, so he might improve. But all intents and purposes, I think Sizing Cole definitely brings the best form to the table. And, I could see why he's a solid 2-1 favourite. He's a selection.
Okay, Sizing Cole, the selection in the 4:10. Then race two is at 4:45, and this is a maiden hurdle over the extended 2 miles. And we've got Desert Moor Stream at the top of the betting this morning at 7-4, and he's hit the crossbar in his last couple of outings. Do you think this is an opportunity for him to go one better, Andy?
It should be, yeah. He's got a very similar profile to the favourite in the first, Sizing Cole, in the sense that he's had plenty of opportunities, but he's run to a fair level even in defeat. He's also run around the track as well when he was running up behind Dalian, who I must admit won quite comfortably that day. He was no match for Sizing Granite next time out, the Henry de Bromhead runner down in Garen, but he kept on well to mix it on the running with the useful Moonlight Boy, and they fought out the runner-up berth, which eventually got the better of the argument. He goes on the ground, he seems to stay well, he's fairly straightforward, he wears the hood, which that pacifier seemed to work for him. And this, to be fair, he's quite a weak race. The problem is I don't know enough about one or two of the lurkers in the betting to suggest an obvious alternative against him. Lord Fingal, I don't know much about him. Obviously, he's a point-to-point and he's been running well for Jim Draper. And there's a few others with similar profiles who've been running in bumpers that we just don't know the strength of. So it's a bit unoriginal, but I do think Desert Moor Stream is the one to beat. And albeit I don't think he's the stronger of the two first favourites in the respective main hurdles, I prefer Sizing Cole. I'm still going to have to go for him.
Okay, on to the 5:20 next race, 3 on the card, and this one is a handicap hurdle for horses rated 80-109, and it's over the 3 mile trip. And Tourine heads the betting this morning at 100-30 after getting off the mark over hurdles last time. She's up £12 for that, Andy, but they are in pretty good form. And what do you make of her at the top of the betting?
Yeah, Robert Tyner had three winners at the last meeting here on the 6th of March, and one of them was Taurine, who had got some form before in bumpers. But she was a bit of a revelation, in all honesty. She made the running. I think that was the key to a good aggressive ride. Resulted in her winning in spectacular fashion, to be honest. She beat a horse I fancy that day called West of the Edge, who's rather let the form down subsequently. And it was quite a slow time, actually, so I'm not absolutely, completely and utterly bowled over with the form, as you probably imagine I would be. There's a bit of money for Vaxalco. I can half see where they're coming from with that, courtesy of a decent enough run behind Follow Me Up to Carlo in a good handicap hurdle early on in the season at Fairy House. A reproduction of that run with Brian Hur back in third would certainly see Jim Colotti's horse there or thereabouts. And, of course, you know, he took on board a very difficult task last time out in a race which is won by Shawreef. Yard's in great form. He looks feasible. But I do quite like one at a big price here, and it's the top weight. I'm not sure whether he's that well handicapped. But the one thing that Hackett's Folly does is try very hard and stay well. And it was those key components that saw him run well behind Feathered Player. Two starts ago at Thurles in an attritional race. Back in third was Who Let the Dogs Out, who has subsequently gone on to win. He's just a no-nonsense galloper that does his best every time. He's often there or thereabouts. He ran well last time out in a good maiden hurdle at Leopardstown, and Sham Shaqeel, who was fourth, won the other day, and he wasn't too far behind that. And he's 16-1. I'd rather back him at a big price and probably take skinny odds about one or two down the front end with more sexier profile. So Hackett's Folly, 16-1 each way in the 5.20.
Okay, Hackett's Folly each way then there. On to the 5.55 next race, four on the card, and this is a beginner's chase over 2 miles and quite an open race as well. Wanda Gracia and Rafi Di Triana are the 100-30 favourites. Kulak Noklib is 9-2. It's 6-1 for Locker O'Lady. Dane Quest is 7s, 11s for She's Only a Horse, and 12-1 are bigger prices the rest. Quite an open race, Andy. Who do you like here?
Not a great deal, if I'm being honest, Mark. There's not a great deal to go on here in this beginner's chase. One or two have had runs over fences, shown reasonable levels of form without really hitting the ball out of the park. Wanda Garcia, who's favourite, has had four starts, and you'd have to say the pick of them was last time out, and the fact that it got beat, you know, 20-odd lengths still suggests that we're dealing with modest form here. Rafi Di Triana is making its chasing debut for the in-form Liz Doyle. If obviously that horse takes to the larger obstacles, that one's got to be a player. And Kulnagok and Glebe as well. Kulnagok Glebe has shown a modicum of ability in maiden hurdles as well to suggest he could be useful. Away from the ones who've got bits and pieces of form in hurdles, I thought Locker O'Lady might go well here, and this is probably the way I'd go. Horse has had quite a few chances, but at least he's got plenty of experience over these larger obstacles. He's run well at the track before. She ran here last time out, went fifth behind Maud Madness in a good handicap chase. She's tough, she's durable, she jumps solidly, and she stays. So those combinations are likely to see her there or thereabouts. She's around about 6-7-1 this morning. I thought each way she was worth a look, but you know, the fact that I'm picking a 12 race maiden over fences suggests that I'm not exactly confident about that offering in this race.
Okay, air on the side of caution, and perhaps in the 5.55. The 6.25 is race 5 on the card, and this is a chase over 2.5 miles, and A-Up Charlie has been quite well backed at the top of the betting. Was 11-10 earlier this morning, now 8-11, odds on favourite, but he has fallen on his last two outings. And are there a few too many risks attached to going at 8-11?
Yeah, I suggest there probably are. I mean, he's the highest rated horse in the race. Whether he's capable of running to that 147 perch is open to debate. You know, he's hit the deck, albeit in much better races than this, on his last two starts, so his confidence is not exactly all that high. And he's likely to be tested here by a horse I think is slightly overpriced this morning. That's Marley Shah, who probably wouldn't, you know, be as good as Charlie, certainly based on their ratings. But the one thing he does do, he jumps well, and he's often he's bound to go off in front, to be honest. I wouldn't say often he makes the running. More than likely he will, particularly in a small field. When he did so last time out, he won quite comfortably in the hands of today's jockey, Mikey Fogarty. Of course, Mikey's in fantastic form as an Enchantment Festival winning pilot as well. He sets a good gallop often, and he might just get one or two of these at it, including A-Up Charlie, who I always feel as though he's probably better on better ground. I know he has won on heavy before, but that was a Mickey Mouse race, and you know, when the ground is as bad as this, he often struggles, and you know, the combination of that with his jumping frailties doesn't really lead me to back him at 8-11. So I'm going to offer up Marley Shah as the good alternative in the 6.25.
Okay, the penultimate race is the 6:55 race 6 on the card, and this one is a handicap chase for 5-year-olds and overrated 0-109. It's over 2.5 miles, and 11-4 the field this morning, with Trucking All Night heading the betting. Pipe Down is 9-2, as is Sharika. It's 13-2 for Witness of Fashion. Barstool Bob 7-1, and then 12-1 or bigger prices the rest. Who do you like for the 6:55, Andy?
Yeah, I'm really struggling for a nap today here at Clonmel, like I was at Leopardstown last night. So by process of elimination, I thought, well, I might as well go for one at a reasonable price. I'm not going to have a massive amount on this one, but he's probably the pick of the price. His horse called Barstool Bob, trained by Robert Tyner, who I said in a previous preview, had 3 winners here at the last meeting on the 5th of March. And hopefully that trend will be kept up with this 6-year-old who... has been running quite well throughout this season without getting his head in front. He's a former point-to-point winner. And his best race on the figures came last time out at Thurles when he chased down Ballysteen in what was the fastest furlong per furlong time I got on that particular card. He probably would have finished third that day because local celebrity fell at the last, but it was still a good run. As I said, they went a good gallop that day, and even though he weakened on the running, it wasn't a great surprise because he was running against a decent standard of opponent who's probably, you know, you'd say is the best part of 120, 125 rated horse. So he gets in here quite lightly off a mark of 106 on his handicap debut. You know, he's, and obviously with the yard really, you know, all singing and dancing here at this track, he's certainly worthy of respect. I'd certainly look at the likes of Sharika and Witness and Fashion, who have been in good form of late, particularly Witness of Fashion. He's a horse that often gives of his best, as he did last time out at Gowran. But I do like Barstool Bob. I think this trip 2.5 miles on heavy ground should be ideal. So let's go with him as a value pick on the card at 7-1.
Okay, Barstool Bob then, the value pick in Clonmel this evening. And the final race is the 7:25. We finish with a mare's bumper over the extended 2 miles, and Autumn Shades and One for Lil are the 11-4 joint favourites. Mrs Pet 9-2, Double Infinity 7-1, Spirit of Affection is 8s, and then 16-1 bar. Quite an open finisher to the card, Andy. Who'd you like for the lucky last?
Yeah, I'd be a bit fearful of the money for Autumn Shades. Been very, very well back this morning, a mare by Vinnie Rowe. Just had the one run in a point-to-point and was huge and impressive, apparently. And the fact that Robbie Racknamoa has been booked to ride signifies that she's going to be, you know, high up on a lot of punters' shortlist here. But I'm going to go with the form of One for Lil here, who bumped into a very useful horse first time out on her debut. But you know, despite getting beat, I thought she came out of the race with good credit. The winner's gone on to win since. Philip Fenton's very nice mare, a horse called Whisper Rock, I think is a horse worth keeping on the right side of. She won the other day down in Navan in pretty easy fashion, and it thus boosted the form of this One for Lily, who chased her home. She made most of the running that day as well. She was a little bit of a sitting duck to a horse who'd had previous experience. Of course, she didn't. And the combination of making the run-in and probably just needing the outing took a toll late on. She certainly wasn't the most physical of or imposing of specimens compared to the winner. But she does try hard. She gets her head down. And, you know, she's going to make the run-in again today. I think she's going to put it up to quite a few of these. And hopefully that gameness and that willingness to win and fight all the way to the line will stand her in good stead. She's 11-4 second favourite. I think that's a fair way to end the card.
One for Lil then in the 7:25. Let's just have a quick summary of your selections for Clonmel one more time, Andy.
Yeah, not a particularly strong punting day for me at Clonmel. I've only really got a couple of horses on my mind to back. Hopefully Sizing Cole will get favourite backers off to a good start in the 4:10. Process elimination leads me towards Desert Moor Stream in the 4:45, although I wouldn't be as confident as I would the selection in the first race. At the prices, I think Hackett's Folly is worth a few quid at 16-1 in the 3-mile handicap hurdle. In the 5:55, not a particularly strong beginner's chase, but I'll go with Locker O'Lady, who often runs well in these kind of events. 6:25, I'll go with Miley Shah to cause a little bit of a surprise against Ab Charlie in that conditions chase. My best bet in the card will be Barstool Bob at 7-1 in the 6:55. And hopefully One for Lil's experience can be the key component to victory in the final race.
Okay, good stuff. Thank you very much, Andy. Good luck with your selections in Clonmel this evening, and enjoy the action in Ireland.
Thanks very much, Mark.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.